This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
That is exactly what I needed to hear.
Thank God someone here knows what they're talking about.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
All right, you need to take the time and get the full picture.
Come on, come on. Turn the radio on. It's Saturday and I won't be long.
Don't get me wrong. I love the ladies. I mean, they rev my engine, but they don't belong in the newsroom. It is Anchor Man, not Anchor Lady.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Donald Trump had that crazy rally at Madison Square Garden.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Garbage. I rolled the dice, and I called him on the phone.
Yeah.
And he answered!
Of course he did! Of course! What'd he say?
And I wasn't calling to chit-chat. I said, Mr. President, this is Stephanie Ruhle. You made a lot of comments last night, blah, 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 blah. And it was not an on-the-record conversation. Long story, so I'm not going to get into what he said. But I called for one reason. I said, you just said a whole bunch of public things. I'd like to sit down for an interview with you. We got 5 days before the election. So we didn't get into anything. There's nothing for me to report. I called him and said, I want an interview with you. Obviously, he said no. Mm-hmm. But my point is,
yeah.
I was able to get to him by dialing his phone.
Right.
Now, that might be completely a and you're like, I can't believe people know this guy's phone number.
Yeah.
But the reverse of that, if I were to want to connect
right.
with VP Harris or President Biden, there's 50 people mm-hmm. between me and that. I could write a note that maybe could get to somebody to get somebody, then through Pony Express and a pigeon,
yeah.
something might end up in a mailbox
right.
near them.
Yeah.
And I called DJT to say, yo, can I have an interview?
And he
told me to go myself, but I still was able to connect with him. Yeah.
But he still picked up.
That's America.
That's cool.
Right there. Stephanie Ruhle, not a friend, I would say, of Stephanie Ruhle, Donald Trump. But it's funny to hear that him to go screw yourself. But he answered the phone. He's got to have Stephanie Ruhle. He's got to know it's her. When he doesn't just pick up the phone.
Right.
Could someone slide me that number? I'd like to call that number. I don't think it's surprising at all to hear the comparison between these two administrations. And I think that's because you can't call the guy who's making the decisions because we don't know who the guy is that is making the decisions or the board of people or whomever it might be.
You want to know something crazy?
No.
While I'm listening. Okay. All righty.
Moving on.
What else are we going to talk about then?
Well, let's talk about something
crazy. You want to talk about something crazy?
Yeah, let's talk about something crazy.
As I was listening to that clip, because I had not heard this clip before, I knew it was Stephanie Ruhle because she said, "Hi, this is Stephanie Ruhle." So I Googled Stephanie Ruhle. Okay, yeah, I recognize her. She's MSNBC. She's obviously on the left. So I'm looking at all the news stories about that clip that you just played. If it's a right-leaning organization like the New York Post or Fox News, it's talking about exactly what the point she was making, which is
access.
My access to President Trump was instantaneous. My access to Biden-Harris is months of back and forth on a bulletin board.
Can I guess what the other ones say?
Please.
Trump tells Ruhle to go F herself?
That is exactly right.
Of course it is.
If it is left-leaning news, now they might add that it was jokingly, but The Independent, some others, MSNBC... MSNBC staying a little bit out of this one, says just see Stephanie Ruhle's reaction after her. Oh, no, that's an old story. Never mind. That's a different story. But the left-leaning news of other ones are jokes. He told me to go blank myself. That's the headline.
I'm not saying this to you, but like, I don't even care that the left-leaning media is covering it that way because it doesn't matter anymore. They lost. Like, they lost the big one. They probably wake up every morning and say, how is it possible that we lost? How could we lose? It's like Peter Strzok said, he won't win, we won't let them. I mean, that's like a verbatim text message between the deepest of swampiest creatures that have come out of Washington, D.C., between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Am I remember that name right?
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah.
I don't remember what I ate for breakfast today, but I remember that. I mean, he won't win. We won't let him. That's the whole media. And we've talked about this, like the Democrat messaging, the super progressive left controlling the messaging of the Democrat Party to where even moderate Democrats just are too scared to speak up and push back against the narrative, the cancel culture that exists and the entertainment industry that is totally in so deep that they can't figure out how to get out when it comes to entertainers, whether they're actors or actresses or musicians or athletes that speak out on these things. And then, of course, the biggest one of all is the media. Donald Trump won the popular vote in the face of all of these things. The legal system being against him. They lost so big in November that when I still see him giving it the old college try to muck up a story, I'm like, good for you.
Oh, that's cute.
Way to stick to your guns, or whatever it is you lefties hold on to.
You know, the problem is, though, that Peter Strzok, to use that example, he wasn't media. That's the FBI.
No, that's what I'm saying. I refer to him as the deepest of swampiest creatures that exist in Washington, D.C., are saying he won't win, we won't let him. But Stephanie, I mean, I don't know. I'm not like a Stephanie Ruhle fan right now, but I like that she told the story. Are you a fan now?
Well, a little bit. It's
like
it's
Nate Foy level
moment,
fan?
No. It's a moment of candid observation. I appreciate that.
Because she doesn't have to tell that story. It's a compliment to the Trump administration. Kind of weird that she told it.
The Peter Strzok thing.
That one gif of him where his head is down and his eyes, he's looking up.
He looks like demonic in that thing.
Got that smile, smirk.
Can you imagine if Kash Patel becomes the FBI director and he or somebody near him says about the next candidate, let's say in 2028 it's Gavin Newsom or whoever, says about that candidate, he won't win, we won't let him. People would go ballistic about the agencies of the United States, the FBI, being weaponized against a political candidate.
They're going ballistic against Donald Trump potentially doing things like this when he gets in office while they're doing it right now in office. Somebody said, I saw a screenshot of a tweet and somebody had tweeted out like it was in regards to this Madison, Wisconsin school shooting. it said something like, this is what happens in Trump's America. Kamala would never have let this happen. And then some community notes came in and said, Kamala's the current vice president of the United States.
Oh, my gosh. I didn't even. That's yeah. true.
Yes.
That's
like,
true.
Like, they are in charge right now. The things that have been happening for the last three quarters of a year have happened under Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And Kamala Harris does not get to not own those things that you look at right now and you go, what the heck are we doing? Why are we doing it this way? Because Lord knows if there was anything good to brag about in the last 3 3/4 years, she was the last one in the room. We all knew that. Was Joe Biden also in the room with you? Who else was in there with you? I just have questions.
It's funny how much the nation has already psychologically moved on.
Especially from Kamala.
Oh, yeah.
We're like back in Joe Bidensville.
Yeah, a little bit.
Dipping in.
But I mean, everything that we're covering, all of the world leaders, it's all Trump. You know, Trump's in charge now, even though he's technically not.
This is a local story, sort of. President Biden from Fox News. President Biden added the woman behind the largest municipal embezzlement scandal in U.S. history to his list of clemency controversies. Have you heard about this story?
No.
Dixon, Illinois. Outraging a small Illinois community in the process. Maybe you can pull up a map here and kind of give us a picture of where Dixon is okay. in the state of Illinois. The former Dixon, Illinois comptroller, Rita Crumwell. She's 71.
Ah, that Rita Crumwell.
You haven't heard the story?
No.
So she embezzled some money, and Joe Biden decided to let her go. Like, how much money do you think you embezzle from a small town, Dixon, Illinois, and you get in trouble for it? Like, give me a number here of like, ooh, that would be bad.
A couple hundred thousand dollars.
Okay. She stole nearly $54 million.
I didn't know that that town could have that much
yeah.
money.
You're like, Dixon,
So Dixon does show up on the map if you type in Dixon. But
so we can confirm that Dixon still exists.
It is a town. It's right near Sterling.
Oh,
okay. Now you get some context.
So Sterling is
if you're in Chicago,
that's usually
downtown Chicago.
The way that we find things in Illinois,
and you drive due west to not quite to the border, but about 3/4 of the way.
Quad Cities?
Not even that far. It's not really that close to anything. It's out in the middle. It's about roughly halfway between Chicago and Quad Cities.
On the other side of 50.
Yeah, it's on the other side of 50. No.
55.
That's 39. I mean, it's
yeah,
definitely
55
on,
goes straight north. It's
way on the other side
west
of 55.
West of 55.
Yeah. A little south of Roxford.
The former Dixon, Illinois... Roxford. Illinois comptroller. Where's that?
Night at the Roxford.
Rita Crumwell, 71, who stole nearly $54 million from the town over 22 years, pled guilty to the crime in 2012, had her sentence commuted as a part of a broader commutation last Thursday, making her one of the 1,500, the most ever granted by a president in a single day. Local officials and some state lawmakers aren't happy to see her getting off, quote, scot-free. Quote, this is from the Dixon City manager, Danny Langloss. You know Danny. He said, quote, Rita's crime absolutely shocks the conscience. At her sentencing on February 14th, 2013, the judge said that a significant prison sentence was essential to reestablish public trust and confidence. So what we've seen here over the last week is just unbelievable and really a complete betrayal by the federal criminal justice system, according to that Dixon City manager. Langloss, who was the police chief at the time of the Crumwell's arrest, went on to say the rural Illinois community is shocked, outraged, and in disbelief over the news, calling her commutation, quote, a complete disservice to all of the victims of her crimes and to the, quote, sanctity and the trust of the criminal justice system. Biden's blanket move also commuted the prison sentence for a corrupt judge involved in the Cash for Kids scheme, who imposed sentences on juveniles in exchange for millions of dollars in return.
What?
Yes. What's his problem?
Why would you commute these sentences?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm not 100% sure. White House statement issued last week said the 1,500 commutations extend to people who were placed on, quote, home confinement during the COVID-19 pandemic and who have successfully reintegrated into their families and communities. Well, good for freaking them. Like, give me a break.
Oh, good. They've reintegrated.
Yeah, it's good. Things are going well for them. Really well. These actions build on the president's record of criminal justice reform to help reunite families, strengthen communities, and reintegrate I can't even say this with a straight face. And reintegrate individuals back into society. We don't want them in society. They've screwed over society, which is why they are in the prison system.
Give me my $54 million back.
Yeah.
They reintegrate you all you want.
I mean, metaphorically, because we're not in Dixon yet.
I'll tell you what, though. I looked
like
up the population of
Dixonian.
Dixon. 15,000 people, so it's not tiny.
No.
Lots of communities around here. But there's not that much around it either. So if you're in Dixon.
They probably have two Walgreens.
Sure. Maybe. Well, maybe a CVS and a Walgreens. How do you even live with $54 million in Dixon and people don't notice it?
Where are you sending? I mean, you can't, like half the town is her mansion.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
She's got a Ferris wheel in her yard.
Exactly.
How am I getting Dixon City government?
So Dixon, it was familiar to me. I recognize Dixon, Illinois, and people in our chat, and I'm getting DMs. That's the boyhood home of Ronald Reagan.
I thought it sounded familiar.
Well,
I wouldn't have placed
that. That makes it worse.
That is worse.
quote, while many families of Dixon were living paycheck to paycheck, she took advantage of their trust in government and used her access to live an unearned life of luxury and what the FBI still believes to be the largest theft of public funds in United States history.
Wow.
History.
Why are you commuting these sentences?
Commuting her 20-year sentence is a slap in the face to all the hardworking police officers, firefighters, city workers, and residents. I wonder if she still is there. If she's like, hey, guys, I'm back.
She's being reintegrated into the society.
Come ride on my Ferris wheel.
Yeah. People are like, oh, I guess I'll forgive her for the Ferris wheel ride.
She pled guilty. Served 8 years.
Did she donate $3 million of the 54 to the Biden campaign? Can anybody trace this?
Mm-hmm. It's a valid question.
It is a valid question.
Yeah, it's just it doesn't make any sense.
It does seem weird to selectively find these people, because you mentioned the corrupt judge. Why these people? Like, what's the connection that they go, oh no, this was an injustice that we need to correct? No, it wasn't. So what are you really doing?
Good for her, I guess.
No. I'm not good for her.
It's pretty unbelievable. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we have put together, and we are going to need your input on this, your feedback. So get on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Subscribe now. You gotta have a 5-minute prove that you're not a troll, or that if you're a troll, you're just a really committed troll, period, before you can comment on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We have 10,896 people subscribed to our channel. We're getting real close to rolling over to 11,000. So come join us on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. We are listing off things or phrases that we officially want to retire in 2025. And once you start going, it's kind of hard to stop with some of these suggestions. So we'll talk about it when we come back.
And by the way, if you are not watching us on YouTube, or you've heard us talking about it, you never have, yes, you got 5 minutes. But I understand that the name Committed Troll is still available.
Committed Troll?
Yeah.
I bet it's not.
So you can try.
You have to be Committed Troll 123.
Yeah.
We'll be right back. Don't go away.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we got to do the Christmas thing, and then we get to the New Year's thing, and then 2025 is a whole series of, oh, it's a new year, it's a new me, it's a new you. Do you do any sort of New Year's resolutions, Brad? Are you a New Year's resolution guy?
Not resolutions. Sometimes I'll set a goal, like by the end of the year, I want to be able to do X. Like last year, I wanted to reach 10,000 subscribers on the YouTube page, and we made that.
Yep. So. What about you, Ryan?
Not usually, but if I have something that I conveniently would like to start at any given moment, and it happens to be this time of year,
then you just call
that. I might use that. Like, I think I would like to try to stop eating so much candy after 8, for instance.
A.M.? P.M.?
P.M. Mm.
You'd do better if it were 8 a.m.
I would, but then I'd have to stop it at 9, you know? Like between 8 so and 9,
okay, well then let's establish some boundaries here. If you say after 8 p.m., when does the new day start?
Oh, let's say I wake up in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. and I get a hankering for a Nutrageous. I might partake. Don't you dare. That's a real candy bar, and I'm going to eat it. And I'm going to eat it fast, and then I'm going to go back to sleep. And everybody's happy. And my breath smells like peanut butter. The next morning, my wife's like, you ate an Nutrageous. And I'm like, no, I didn't. But I'm lying. I did. Or a big cup. The ones that have caramel in them. Or chips. Or Reese's Pieces. Or Reese's Puffs.
Reese's Puffs.
One of those. And then I go back to sleep.
I think you're asleep during.
I think I'm asleep now. I think this might be a dream. If you had told me years ago, it's a bad dream. If you had played this back for me when I was first starting my career, like, what the heck am I doing?
How did I get to there?
Why do people pay me for this? In 2024, at the end of the year, you're going to sit there on the radio for about 60 seconds and list things that are in peanut butter cups slowly.
Fried shrimp.
Really? Really? Shrimp. I'll get to do that? Yeah. Okay.
This is your life. This is my life. If you had told me that I'd be sitting here listening to you do that professionally, I'd have questions. I do have questions.
As we all do.
Things that we would like to see, phrases that we would like to see completely gone in 2025. Is Ethan around? Because he needs to come in here for this conversation, too. Somebody go ask Mark Reardon if we can talk to Ethan.
He's a man pulled in many directions.
Who has custody right now?
Yeah.
Oh, here he comes.
Pretty sure I don't.
He's smiling, so he must be in a decent place. Yay.
Do you need to hide? Can you join us now? Is that professionally responsible for you? Okay. Yeah. These are phrases or things that we want to get rid of in 2025. I listed cancel culture broadly as a thing because I kind of feel like we can cancel culture for sure. Like, and this is not the conversation for the whole segment, but I said it on the show, I posted on social media. I just don't think that we need to cancel Caitlin Clark because she was... That's not Caitlin Clark. First of all, stop saying she apologized for being white. She never apologized for being white. Go read the whole Time article. I bet most of y'all didn't because it's a really flipping long article. She did say white privilege exists, and that's another conversation for another time. But she never apologized for being white.
I can't tell you anything I'd rather not do than read that article.
It's an interesting article. I thought it was an interesting article, at least. But, I mean, you haven't also put yourself out there to speak heavily on the topic without having read the article, correct?
Correct.
So I think that that's kind of, I think that's kind of where I'm coming from, which is a lot of people heard that she didn't toe the anti-woke line, and now they want to cancel her. And I'm like, but that's not the lane that she put herself in. She never has. And I just feel like the extra effort in the midst of all of this winning that we're doing right now, that we kind of become, we're so used to having to fight these culture wars. Like, I just don't think you have to fight this one. And if the only reason that you were watching Caitlin Clark play basketball is so because you thought she was helping you own the libs, you probably have better things to do with your time anyway, right?
I don't know. I don't like the comments. I don't think that she needs to be canceled, and I don't think that people watching her were only watching her because she was owning the libs. I think, you know, you can just enjoy her as an athlete and what she's been able to
accomplish.
Well,
that's what I'm encouraging people to do.
Yeah, just do that. And then these comments, I will tell you, my reaction is when I saw the comment, I was like, oh, gosh, let's just turn the page, to borrow a phrase, and pretend that that is not existing and just like have her be an athlete. My hope was that she would stay out of it.
But this is the thing. She can't stay out of it. Everywhere she goes, every time she has the opportunity to talk about a basketball game, people are like, you know, you're white. Every time.
Yeah.
And you know that there are other people in the WNBA who are black. You know that, right? She is not, I have never once seen her bring this topic up.
And no, it's always brought to her.
And I've seen her skate in a bazillion different ways around it. So the point at which she is talking right now, she's on the cover of a magazine for this. I mean, this is kind of where we are. Like, she was named the Time Athlete of the Year, which I was just thinking, like, the Time Person of the Year, Athlete of the Year. Like, there is a whole generation of generations of people who are like, what? What's time? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's waning in its relevance anyway.
Easy to get them mixed up, you know. For a second, I thought, what, Donald Trump was Athlete of the Year?
Yeah, like, greatest there ever was. Stuff, huge. You know? But
he's a golfer.
I mean, if you're going to be Athlete of the Year, if you're going to be named that and get that honor, you're going to sit down and have a conversation. Somebody pointed out that Kamala Harris was on the front cover of Time and didn't give an interview. Isn't that amazing? I don't know how she got away with that. But if you're going to see Caitlin Clark sit down to have a conversation, she's going to get asked these questions every time, always. And the first thing she said is, I have earned everything that I have. I just don't know why we need to... going back to the point of the segment, is that cancel culture, could we be done with that in 2025, where if you really like a Tom Cruise movie, you also don't have to agree with Scientology?
Yeah, I agree with that. That's true. Although, with Caitlin Clark, I will just say this so we can move on. As Winston Churchill said, if you've skated around it this long, keep skating.
Did Winston Churchill actually say that?
That's the name of a wiener dog in Dixon, Illinois.
I don't know.
Wait
dogs
a minute.
Talk.
They have docking dogs in Dixon?
Yeah, you got to spend a lot of money to get them, though.
Wow. You have to spend $55
million. Yeah.
She was just shy.
Just short.
So close.
I want cancel culture gone in 2025. Ryan, name something that you would like to see toast.
Okay,
in 2025.
I'll give you this one just because it's quick. The term life hack.
I loved that when you sent that.
That drives me nuts. Somebody gives you a tip on how to tie your shoes faster, and they're like, life hack.
Hey.
You're like, no, you're not hacking life. You're just figuring out how to tie your shoes faster.
I agree.
The guy who invented Velcro in the 80s wasn't like, life hack. We don't need to do that.
Strap your shoes on.
It's like a weird Trump impersonation that you're doing.
Thank you.
Life hack.
I agree. What adulting is a word that people use? Like, this all comes from the same thing. I think it's the internet. I think it's social media. You need to label something so that you can get it to trend. Life hack, hashtag it. Now you can check out all these other life hacks. Tips.
Yeah,
there's other
just
words.
Just say tip. That's fine.
Ethan, what about you? Something that you would like to see gone ski in 2025?
Oh, geesh. I don't know if I can... I would probably need a little bit more time to think on this one, but something along the lines of... my generation drives me insane on social media.
Yeah. He asks us every time, but you are Generation Z.
Yeah, that one.
Gen
sure.
Z.
Yeah, the last letter. So something along the lines, and like I said, I would need a little more time to be able to process what this is specifically, but I want to see the way in which people conduct themselves in my generation change specifically on social media.
On social, like to be less public?
More adult-like. I just think that you look at my generation specifically, and I just see a bunch of children that are like
adulting,
or adulting. but that's the thing, is they're technically adults, but you can't tell. And I'm kind of getting tired of it. So yeah, I would like to see a little bit of maturity on social media from my generation.
Oh, I appreciate that. I think that's a good one. Brad, what about you?
Well, one of the things I said in here was sweatpants is any sort of wear.
Whoa, hey,
except for when Ethan does it right now.
Yeah, no, except for like whenever you're going to the gym or if you're just lounging around the house. I think that, you know, and Ethan, this kind of goes along with what you're saying. Present yourself more as an adult.
I hate stocking caps and headphones.
How do you feel about hoodies?
And cross necklaces. No, I shouldn't say that.
It's just things you guys say everything about
me. It's things Ethan is wearing.
No, I think Ethan, you're fine the way you are. Go on, Brad.
But I think it's more of a, like you go out in public and you're not put together. I mean, maybe you can, like Ethan is able to wear sweatpants and a hoodie, but it's an outfit. It works. But
as Winston Churchill said, when you
keep
dig a hole, keep digging.
Yeah.
Boy, you know, that ice got thin real quick.
You know what's sad about this? I looked over and I was like, Ethan's wearing sweatpants today.
But you still went in.
Going anyway.
You still went in. You know what? I was going to say another one, but I think I'd like to go back to Ethan. Anything you'd like to see?
Ethan?
Ethan?
The floor is yours.
I'll say, you
can hand off to Ryan in your stead if you prefer. But
I'll say this. When I switched to full-time, there was a point in which I started to wonder if I was going to get told that I was going to have to stop wearing joggers to work every single day.
And it hasn't happened?
That hasn't happened yet.
I guess Brad just did publicly.
Yeah, so you know what? We'll see how long we can keep going.
I want you to dress like you used to dress whenever you went into the booth at the Cardinals.
Why? This isn't the booth for the Cardinals.
Polo and slacks was the fit every day at
Ryan,
the ballpark.
We'll really see deep down inside who Ethan is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If you just wear the same thing.
Wear
the same clothes. One thing I would like to see change in 2025 is I'm done with on-air live performance reviews. I think they're rude and inappropriate.
Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
I'm not even in charge of your performance review.
I'm not talking about me and you.
You're looking right at me.
I'm talking to you because you're the host of the show.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm referencing is what Brad just did. It doesn't have to do with you.
Okay. Well.
I love that. Brad was like a genuine, real answer, like that, you know, you'd have thought about. And then
and then you showed up wearing sweatpants, and I had to go in on it.
It was literally like, crap.
Just to be clear, Brad, did you notice he was wearing sweatpants before you started in on this comment?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, right as he walked in, I was like, yeah, I'm still doing it.
Can we move past redheads?
Low blow, man.
He's just mad he doesn't have hair.
What I think was funny is I was asked to come in on this segment.
Yeah.
Ethan, you got any free time? Well, I'll make sure to not have free time.
We need to insult you.
He's like, I better go check those guts for the Reardon show. Check them again. Well, it's kind of hard to follow that up. We do have extra ones in here. Let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will hit few more things that we want to eliminate in 2025, and we'll take your suggestions as well. Like, for instance, I'm not even going to wait till the next break. Sean Mack just said on YouTube, speakerphone in public.
Good one.
Amen to that. Brad and Ethan agree on that one. We'll be right back.
Sick! I like it too! What I like about it is that I am having a very strongly negative reaction to it. Like, I hate it. Which makes me think it must be brilliant.
Ryan didn't know it, but when he was getting ready this morning, I videoed him talking to himself in the mirror. That was it.
My voice is always higher in the morning.
I know.
It's the getting ready for the falsetto, right?
Everyone.
Yeah. Me.
Now do it.
Sound like a Muppet.
Don't compliment him. That was Justice.
Why, thank you.
Ketanji Brown Jackson on Broadway.
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, that was relevant to some extent. If Clarence Thomas went on Broadway and did something, would they be covering it?
Yes.
Not like this.
They would. That would be bizarre. Excuse me.
It'd be what?
This is the problem when I don't do my vocal exercises.
That was another Muppet. That was the, what's the
it's one? The eagle.
Beaker?
Yeah. Yeah. The one just goes, ah, that's
animal.
Yeah, animal. It was animal.
We're talking about things we want to cancel in 2025. And the first one I want to cancel is cancel culture. And then Ryan said he wanted to get rid of the phrase life hack. And Brad basically just wanted to get rid of Ethan. Ethan.
Yeah, Ethan. Or the Ethans
of
the world.
I want to get rid of Ethan also.
Yeah, he said, don't wear those pants anymore. Another one that I said, there are things that I keep seeing right now. Two phrases. One is much having to do with the Caitlin Clark thing, the cancel culture thing, but bend the knee. Can we not? What is this, Game of Thrones? I don't like it. Bend the knee. And then with Donald Trump, every time someone goes to Mar-a-Lago, what do they say? To kiss the ring.
Ah, kiss the ring.
Not kids. I was driving. Wait, I said that in voice to text, and it didn't write the way I said it. Or
oh, great. Whatever. People are going down to Mar-a-Lago to kids the ring.
Yeah. I don't think they do that at Mar-a-Lago.
Kiss the ring. Okay.
Yes. I don't need it anymore. It's not what we're doing. Bend the knee, kiss the ring. Let's just get back to American government being about the American people and not the dynasties that are leading our country, and just get back to stop saying stupid phrases like that.
Well, also, they're usually talking about that in reference to people he's nominating to positions, in which they usually refer to them as loyalists. And I say, why would you nominate a disloyal person?
That's what we did the first time. We learned.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, loyalists. And I mean, when I was... Do you know the sexual orientation of all of Donald Trump's nominees?
I'd like to think so. I mean, no. Of course not. I don't have any idea.
Have you done some research?
That's all I do.
That was one of the things that you would hear about when Joe Biden was putting his nominees up. This is an historical nomination because, and then there was some sort of demographic slice that they would put in there. And it was never about the qualifications. It was always about, and they still brag about, the historicity of all of the different kinds of people that they appointed to these things. And then you're still like, but why is Pete Buttigieg the Department of Transportation Secretary? I still
right.
don't get it.
Right. Yeah. Oh, it's historic. It's the first head of the EPA who's ever had prostate cancer. It's incredible.
He didn't have it. What?
Just, I mean, really it's just any random thing they can find. You know, it's like, wow.
Yeah. And then
breaking
they,
barriers, glass ceilings all over the place.
That was the whole, that was like the point of what they were doing when they were making all of these nominations. Now Sean Duffy is announced as the Secretary of Transportation, and I don't know what his qualifications are.
I don't either.
But I also know that he's a white man. So, Okay, whatever that means. Next thing for you that you would like to see get the kibosh in 2025?
I didn't write this one today, but I would really like to see the end of the traditional polling agencies.
No more polls.
Well, they need to change. There's too much early voting to just rely on strictly phone call or internet polling the way. Now, there's still some decent pollers out there. Trafalgar's one of them, who are being accurate. They're doing a good job. But polling, to me, has changed. You don't need to do a traditional poll to find out who's winning now. You need to look at data as a whole. And a lot of that is the early voting, it's voter registration trends, it's where people are voting a lot. All this stuff is available because you have more early voting than you used to vote by mail. So that all needs to be included in the predictive formulas and move away from the traditional formulas.
Yeah, I mean, I think polling as a whole, polls were more accurate this time around than I think they have been in the past, but people still weren't 100% sure. Everybody just said Donald Trump beats the polls. But the question was always, how much does he beat the polls? Well, Donald Trump isn't in the picture anymore. And whatever happens to the Trump thumbprint on MAGA going out of probably the first 2 years, so whenever the next election cycle starts kicking up, which will be halfway through this term, you have to think J.D. Vance is the natural heir apparent. There will be people who will challenge J.D. Vance, probably in discussion. But if this goes well, you just got to clear the runway for J.D. Vance, right?
Well, you know, it depends on what you mean by well, because in my mind, what goes well in this era in this 4 years is a cleaning of the House, and that might be messy.
Right. House of Representatives or just
no the
swamp.
A whole the mm-hmm. White House, the House, the whole thing, cleaning it all out, which is going to be maybe messy if they find corruption as deeply as it's possible that they would find. You know, there's going to be a lot of consternation, a lot of people in America who are going to be uneasy about what has been. And so if at the end of a successful Trump administration, if, hey, you got a good economy, but man, it's been tumultuous, people might be looking for somebody who's a little bit more of a salve, who's going to kind of ease things up a little bit. And J.D. Vance might not represent that. So I'm kind of wait and see on him.
Yeah, I just think that like right now, there's no way to know what's going to happen. But
right.
you just got to think J.D. Vance is at the top of the list to maybe take himself off the top of the list.
Sure.
Or this next term goes horribly wrong. And somebody else have to step, but we have a huge bunch of people. Brad, Ethan has officially left the studio. Good job.
Yeah, I was going to ask him how he felt about this phrase, but since he's gone.
He's mm-hmm. gone.
The phrase, the science. I hate that phrase because nobody that uses the term the science is ever using it in any way other than some sort of cudgel to beat you with. Like, well, the science says, and it tells me they don't really understand what it is they're talking about.
Can we take that one level up and say that any sign in somebody's front yard that says the science in any reference like
are
trust
signs
the
still
science,
there?
I've still seen a couple. They're not common, but they are a protest in somebody's front yard.
Those people are hanging on tight.
Yeah, they are.
What do they want people to think when they see that?
They
Is
want,
it just important to know that they hate Trump?
No, I think it's that they are smarter than the average person. I think they want to be noticed. And they want to be recognized as being better.
Connie says the phrase, let me be clear. We've been clear on this.
The reason this needs to be retired is because of who's been using
yeah,
that
maybe
phrase.
We just need Corinne Jean-Pierre to retire.
Yeah. And Joe Biden. He would say this a lot.
I am personally offended by the phrase because it's never clear. It's not even accurate.
It's usually a phrase that precedes me not answering the question you asked.
Do you have another one you want to jump in on before I go my last one?
Yeah, I'm going to use triggering. Anybody who is triggered or anything thereof, anything like that, I think it's time for you to ask yourself some real deep probing questions about yourself.
Self?
Dear self, look in the mirror and sing like I did.
I don't like the phrase either. We have to get to a point where we are less affected by everything that everybody else says. You can't. I say this to my kids a lot. If they're around people who are maybe using some colorful language, or even if it's me doing it, I always tell them, like, you know what you can and can't say. You know what is right and wrong. When other people do it, it doesn't make it right, but it also doesn't make it okay for you to do it. You have to be able to learn. We have to teach our kids to learn to exist in a world that is very imperfect, that is very broken, and still be resilient enough to know who they are based on your own principles or morals, whatever that structure is. Like, that has to define someone. We have to raise kids to be like that, not to wait for the next trend of victimhood or whatever it might be, so that they now can re-identify or describe who they are based on what everybody else out there is saying you need to care about right now.
And look, it's possible. This is what drives me crazy about the phrase. There's always some truth to it. It's possible to actually be triggered. If you are with somebody or you have a boss, for instance, who every time they're going to give you a criticism, they couch it in, they do the sandwich method. Have you ever heard of that? Where they give you a compliment, mm-hmm. then the criticism, mm-hmm. then a compliment. That's a method. But it causes the person receiving it to then always wait every time they get a compliment for a criticism. So that's like a triggering mechanism. It's psychological. There's things that are like
that word.
There are things that are like that in everybody's life. So it's possible to see those things. It's that it gets overused by usually a young generation on TikTok, and then it becomes annoying.
The last thing that I want to get rid of is the stupidest haircut of haircuts, which is the current style for young boys. And I say this as somebody who took my son to get a haircut this Sunday, and we were having a discussion over what that haircut that I was paying for on the hair that was on his head. There's a little bit of compromise that needs to be there. You know, he's almost 15. He'll be 15 in like 7 or 8 days. So I want him to like his haircut. I understand if something is trendy or popular that I don't necessarily have to like it. And at this point, he can have some say over like what his hair looks like. The current style that is trending for young boys and young men is based on an alpaca. This isn't okay. This needs to stop. Look at this dumb haircut. What is this? It's just like a foof. Like when you Google alpacas, you're like, oh, I see it. I get it. I totally get it. Now, his haircut was a compromise of that. It was a little bit of... it's a very nice haircut. But some of the trends... There's one called the ice cream scoop. Have you seen this?
No.
I mean, it is the weirdest... What are we trying to convey? Look at this nonsense. I don't get it. It okay. looks like they're, like the hair was a total foofball. And then you put an ice cream scoop on the top so it like... goes over the dome of the head, but everything else fluffs out.
This looks a little bit like the Bieber. Not quite. It's like an extreme version of the Bieber, where it's that little swoopy kind of emo
thing. Would you step in and say, no, son, you're not getting your hair like
that?
Well,
it's funny because a couple of these pictures, I've seen people with that haircut.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's intentional. I think they just sort of didn't care. And no, it just kind of pops up at the end because they need to see.
That's the worst part of all of it. They care deeply. These are choices that are being made. It's outrageous.
If they're becoming choices, then yeah, they do need to be retired.
I don't know what to do about it. The YouTube live chat poll for today: should President-elect Trump get his whole cabinet confirmed? Yes or no? 89% of 275 votes said yes. This is a pretty resounding yes. And you know, like we said, I think we were all yeses, correct? Right here, Brad, you were yes.
Yes.
Ryan, you were yes. There's nobody who's like out there screaming, don't confirm me. And no Senates on the Republican side who are saying the same thing. So we shall see. The Mark Reardon Show, coming up next. I'm not a
Mary, the sweetheart. Greg Hammonds at GregHammonds.com wants to remind